Hi, it's Germination editor Mark Zenkowitz, and welcome to part 8 of 12 of our Past, Present, Future series. We're dealing with the future of our 6 seed industry associations, and today we're talking about the Commercial Seed Analysts Association of Canada, or CSAC. These interview excerpts come from some conversations I had over the summer with Executive Director Krista Erickson and former President Gail Livingstone. Enjoy. Now 75, Gail Livingstone recently retired after operating her own seed testing lab for many years. When she joined CSAC in the 1960s, she was one of the youngest members of the organization. When she retired this year, she considered herself one of the oldest. Looking ahead to the future of CSAC, she says CSAC is a resilient group able to weather whatever storms come its way. She says those storms include both technological and regulatory changes that are sure to come CSAC's way as the pace of change quickens and the world becomes a lot more complex than it used to be.
I think they're going to be forced into accepting what comes along and finding ways to deal with them, but their prime criteria is just the seed regulations and the M&P. Every association has its own financial problems and things like that, but they're almost in the background for the association to even, you know, to keep up with the current changes that are happening within the seed industry. Like, I just think they're going to be forced on them, let's put it that way. It won't be something they'll be thinking about. It'll be something that they just have to do to maintain the association and to keep all the analysts informed so that they can do their job.
She says as government oversight of seed testing establishments has ramped up over the years, CSAC has already had to adapt to new ways of doing things. She notes the industry is moving forward faster than ever, and analysts need to know everything they can in order to be able to answer questions from their clients in regard to import-export, seed identification, seed testing rules, and quality assurance. But, she adds, it's important to note that this is where the opportunity for change comes in. Currently, the industry is embarking on an initiative called the Seed Synergy Collaboration Project, designed to create a next-generation seed regulatory system for the country. So she says whatever change is coming is probably coming sooner rather than later.
I would like to see a situation where all the accredited laboratories have got the same reporting form. The only thing different on it would be the name of the laboratory and the name of the analyst. At that, it would be a generic form where all the weeds would be listed in one place, all the percentages would be listed in one place, with all the germination would be in one place, and it would be the same on every report. Because I know when I'm doing monitoring samples for CSI, I will be doing import release paperwork. I'll be doing grading paperwork. And you have these certificates from different labs across the country and in the U.S. and wherever else the seed has come from. And everything's in a different place. And you're looking all around the report trying to find the numbers that you want to find to see if it meets the grade. And years ago, now this is going back to historical times, the Commercial Seed Analysts Association did have their own report that everybody used. And I think it makes it far easier for seed import release agents, graders, seedsmen, and other analysts if all the documentation was on the same form, that you know where to look for it. I think it would just save a lot of time.
Erickson believes the Seed Synergy Project will help strengthen CSAC as it moves into the future by making other associations aware of what CSAC does and why it's important.
The biggest challenges for our members would probably be the costs associated with running an accredited lab, training analysts, and keeping new analysts in the industry and having them decide that they love seed analyzing and want to make it their career. I don't know that it's CSAC per se that needs to change to overcome these challenges, but I would say that our challenges need to be brought forefront to the industry so that they can understand.
Thanks for listening today. Join me soon for our next installment when we talk about the future of the Canadian Seed Trade Association. Bye for now.